Hey, welcome to Mad English TV. If someone told you you're fat, would that be a good thing or a bad thing? Well, it depends on your culture, right? Here in our culture, that would be a bad thing. Okay, for example, if you told a girl here in Canada that she was fat, that would be an insult. Okay, she would probably be really hurt by the comment. Okay, so you should never use these words when you talk about someone. Okay, fat, overweight, obese. Obese means really fat. Okay, here are some words you should use instead of fat. Plus size. Now, this term is usually used to talk about women. I mean, men can be plus size too, but when I've heard this term, I think it's mostly used for women. For men, it's more common to use husky or big boned. Okay, big boned, sort of a funny term because bones have nothing to do with someone being fat or not, right? But this is just our culture. In our culture, it's bad to call someone fat. But, you know, around the world, there's lots of different cultures, right? Everyone has a different standard of beauty, okay? What do you think? Do you think big people are beautiful? Do you think small people are beautiful? Well, everyone has a different standard, okay? I came across an interesting article online that was called something like One Woman Photoshopped by 18 Countries. Okay, I'll post the link to the article down in the description below. But it's a really interesting article. Now, Photoshopped, if you don't know what that means, Photoshop is a program that people use to try to make people look more beautiful. Okay, I use Photoshop when I edit my pictures for different things, but a lot of people use Photoshop to edit people's appearance, to try to make them look more beautiful. So if you see pictures in magazines or pictures online, the person is probably Photoshopped, okay? It's probably not a real picture. Like, look at this picture here, okay? It actually looks very different. Photoshopped, not Photoshopped. Okay, but this is a very interesting article. Now, someone, I guess, gave 18 different countries one picture, like one woman, and they said, okay, Photoshop this woman to make her look more beautiful. So all 18 examples are in the full article, but here are just three examples here. Spain, USA, China. Wow, there's a big difference here, okay? Look at China. She's much, much skinnier than this one here. USA is about in the middle, okay? It just goes to show that the standard of beauty is different depending on where you go. In English, we have a saying, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Okay, the beholder is the person who's seeing something. Okay, so beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So everyone will have a different idea of what is beautiful or what is ugly, right? So one really interesting thing is that in the Middle East, one of the most common searches for pornography is fat sex. Okay, the Middle East is this area of the world here, like Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Iran, and pornography is looking at naked people, okay? So one of the most common searches for pornography in the Middle East is for fat sex. Now, pornography is usually done by men, or I would say most of it is probably men. Women look at pornography too, but I think men is probably the most, okay? So probably like 90 to 95% of pornography viewers are men. So what does that tell you? If they're searching for fat sex, that means they're interested in fat women. That means they think that's beautiful. Okay, and actually I have a friend from Morocco and he told me that in his culture it's very attractive for a woman to be really big because I guess it It means a woman is maybe wealthy or she's healthy or something like that, right? So every culture has a different idea of what is beautiful, okay? And it's the same with skin color. Now, this is a big one around the world, okay? Do you think this woman here is more attractive with lighter skin or darker skin? What do you think? Okay, again, your standard of beauty is probably different from other people's. In Asia, okay, I've been to China, I've been to India, Pakistan, I've been to other countries in Asia. In Asia, it's a really big business for skin whitening products. Okay, so you can buy cream or other things that you can put on your skin to make your skin whiter. Wow. And it's a huge business, okay? Lots of women there do this. I'm not sure if men do it, but I know lots of women do. They spend a lot of money to try to make their skin lighter. Why? Well, it's because they think that's more beautiful. It's sort of funny. When I was in China, people avoid the sun like the plague. Okay, if someone avoids something like the plague, it's a term in English we use, like the plague, it means they run away from it. Okay, the plague was a disease back in the Middle Ages that killed like millions of people in Europe. Okay, the disease is called the plague. So if you avoid something like the plague, it means you run from it, you hate it, okay? So people in China avoid the sun like the plague. It was so funny. When I first went to China, it was a really hot day. The sun was shining and everyone was walking around with umbrellas. And I looked up and I said, it's not raining. Why is everyone walking around with umbrellas? It's because they don't want the sun to touch their skin, to make their skin darker. It's absolutely crazy. And it's funny, when you go to the beach in China, you see some people wearing bathing suits like this because they want their skin to stay white. It's absurd. But you know what is equally bizarre is that in our culture here, women will pay a lot of money. Some men too, but mostly women, will pay money to go to tanning salons. A tanning salon is a place you go and you lie under some lights, and the lights make your skin darker. Okay, they want dark skin. They don't want white skin. Actually, in Canada and the US and probably Australia and other cultures, it's a negative thing. It's a bad thing to have white skin. So they want darker skin. So nobody is happy with their skin color. It's bizarre. Girls in Asia spend money on skin whitening creams. Girls in Canada spend money on tanning salons. I don't know. You know, it's the same with a lot of other things. For example, freckles. Okay, these spots are called freckles. Are they beautiful or not? Well, it probably depends on your culture. Okay, personally, I think they look great, but that's my opinion. Maybe your opinion is different. Big noses, it's another example. Okay, I have a pretty big nose. Actually, I heard that in Japan, if you tell someone they have a big nose, that's a compliment. You're complimenting them. It's like saying you're beautiful. I don't know. If you're from Japan, tell me, is that true or not? Because I've been to Japan, but I didn't experience. I was only in Japan for one day, so nobody told me I had a big nose. But I'd be interested to know if that's true or not. But you know, in some cultures, having a big nose is great. In other cultures, it's probably not. You know, it's all different. It's the same with big ears. Okay, I have huge ears. I know. Lots of people have told me that. When I was a boy, some girls made fun of me for having big ears. They said that I have elephant ears, and I was very hurt. It made me really sad because I felt like my ears were strange. I felt like they were saying I was ugly. Okay, so for a long time, I hated my ears. But then when I got older, I realized that, you know what? It's okay to have big ears. Just God gave me big ears. That's how God made me. I don't know. I think it's fine, okay? If someone has big ears, if someone has a big nose, that's fine. It doesn't matter. To someone, it'll look beautiful. To someone else, it might not look beautiful, okay? Now, I think here's the thing that I would like to say to you. Okay, we all look different, and we have different preferences. That's just natural. Some women like black guys, some women like Asian guys, some women like white guys. Okay, it's their preference. We all have different preferences. It's okay to have different preferences, but we should accept and encourage each other. Okay, there's not a lot of encouragement and acceptance in our world today. Okay, there's a lot of insulting and making people feel really bad and making people feel ugly. Okay, that shouldn't be there. Okay, I would like to help change that. Okay, so at Mad English TV, I want to say that I accept you. I accept you. It doesn't matter who you are. Okay, it doesn't matter your race, your skin color, your religion, your weight, your age, your height, your face. Some people don't even like their face. Okay, look, it doesn't matter. I accept you, and I think you're great. Okay, so let's do some homework. I want you to do two things, okay? The first one is, I want you to tell me what is considered good looking in your country. Okay, I'd be interested to learn what your culture's standard of beauty is. And the second thing is, I want you to encourage someone today. Tell them they look good. Or tell them that you accept them the way they are. They don't need to get surgery. They don't need to get liposuction. Liposuction is where doctors take fat out of your body. Okay, there's all kinds of different things that people can do to change their shape, change their face, change their skin color. Okay, so I want you to tell someone today that they look good and that they're fine just the way they are. Okay, encourage them. So post your comments down there below the video, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.